This is Dr. Singham dictating from the Willard Great Lakes Crossing. Patient first name is Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E, middle name May, M-A-E, last name is Connor, C-O-N-N-E-R. Date of birth is 2/13/1956. Date of evaluation is 6/9/2023. HPI history page complaints, psychiatric follow-up for management of schizophrenia, dementia. Then to address patients' guardians' concerns regarding use of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 67 years old female who is an established patient. I had last seen her on May 26, 2023. I discussed her condition with the staff. No recent reports of any hostility, agitation, aggressive behaviors. Period patient is confused and her conversation is often rambling. She reports that she's sleeping okay and appetite is fair. Period, she reports that she's, quote, happy, unquote. She denied any auditory hallucinations, but has a long-standing history of hearing voices. Period. I also spoke to patient's guardian K. Last name is Lashay, L-A-W-S-H-E-A. Period. Guardian acknowledged that patient is generally stable, but sometimes more confused than others. Guardian kept on stating that patient is on 11 different medications and thought that she's on, quote, too many medications, unquote. Patient's chart indicates that she's on 3 antihypertensives, comma, levothyroxine, statin, baby aspirin, and Keppra, in addition to Zyprexa 5 milligram HS. Period. Zyprexa was decreased previously. Period. Guardian did acknowledge long-standing history of patient's mental illness and diagnosis of schizophrenia and a long-standing history of hallucinations since her 30s. Period. She understood that further decrease or discontinuation of olanzapine could lead to relapse and decompensation. Period. She was encouraged to also talk to PCP regarding any possibility of decreasing her medications. Period. PCP requested psychiatric consultation due to potential risk of QTC prolongation from combination of Zyprexa and amiodarone. Period. Patient has been on Zyprexa for years. No have reports of any cardiac arrhythmias. Period. No thoughts of harm to self or others. Next paragraph. Under internal medical social family history, their last visit is 5/26/2023. Check the review of medical family social history indicates no changes. Next paragraph, check medical record, lab diagnostic test review, check chart review, nursing, check family. I did speak to patient's guardian regarding risks and benefits of her current psychotropic medications. Under current psychotropic medications, number 1, see medication page, number 2, Zyprexa. Number 1, Zyprexa, number 2, Cogentin. Next paragraph, a manual says examination general, constitutional non-grooming fair motor movements. Normal stature, sitting, level of consciousness, alert, demeanor, cooperative, effect. Constricted, mood, euthymic, thought processes are confused, suicidal homicidal ideation, deny suicidal homicidal ideation, psychotic symptoms are no evidence of psychosis or AVH, but conversation is out of touch with reality, final knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor, orientation person with a normal place time impaired, attention concentration impaired, sleep problems, non-appetite fair. Next paragraph under assessment and plans, number one, other schizophrenia F20.89 plans, continues Zyprexa as prescribed, appear no indications for GDR due to risk of relapse and decompensation considering long-standing history of mental illness. Number two, vascular dementia without behavioral disturbance, F01.50. Number three, cerebral infarction, 163.9. Next paragraph under disposition. Notify service of changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, check the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, patient's guardian was encouraged to speak to PCP regarding her current medications. Period. I would not recommend any further decrease or discontinuation of Zyprexa, considering almost lifelong history of mental illness and risk of relapse. PCP may want to check EKG periodically due to risk of due to some risk of Zyprexa and amiodarone increasing QTC prolongation. Next paragraph under orders and procedures 99308. End of dictation.